Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Ever since the opening of the John F. Kennedy Presidential Library and Museum in 1979, the Kennedy family sailboat, the Victoria, returns each May, remaining on display through the summer and the fall.
Just find us fore and aft here. You're pretty straight there.
This is from just a few days ago. It's the crew from the Crosby Yacht Yard in Osterville, where the boat is stored each winter. It's working in the wind to once again erect the 25-foot wooden sloop on a stretch of grass facing the Boston Harbor outside the library, careful to set the boat on a tilt as if it were sailing into the wind. In his new book, Victoria, The Kennedys, A Sailboat and the Sea, the author, James Graham, dives into the Kennedy family's relationship with sailing and the role this handcrafted sailboat plays in their legacy.
It says so much about the Kennedy family, and it is the family itself as a whole, and that those relationships from between brothers and sisters that I think meant so much to the future success of the family.
I want to ask you, when you see the boat today, over at the Kennedy Library, what do you see? Certainly, it's more than a beautiful hull and a deck and the sails, the tiller, the rigging.
You know, I look at it and see brothers and sisters and cousins having fun together, learning to sail together, passing that heritage down from one to the next, and I just see a family.
You know, if you close your eyes and run through the catalog of pictures in our heads in which we see this family, I think you realize that a great many of them revolve around the sea.
Absolutely. You know, one aspect of the story I tell is of the fostering and development of the Kennedy brand. And it really started as early as mid-1930s when Joe Kennedy was just emerging as a political figure and invited news media to come and photograph his children on sailboats. Even the 1934 Boston Globe had a photo of Jack and Bobby on the bow of the Victoria. And of course, that famous photo in 1953 on the cover of Life magazine with a young Senator Jack Kennedy and his fiancée, Jacqueline. That boat is so inextricably tied to the family image.
Jack thought a lot about the Victoria. He even, in his days in the White House, would doodle pictures of the boat.
He did. There are numerous little doodles that he drew of sailboats and sailboats that looked just like the Victoria. Even the evening before he died in Texas, he left a doodle of a sailboat in his hotel room. That image, it's a touching aspect of the life of John F. Kennedy that even in these trying times like the Cuban Missile Crisis, you'd see doodles of the sailboat as though he were trying to mentally transport himself away from the troubles of the day to back to the joys of sailing in the sea.
They all love the competition. I mean, the joy of sailing, but also the competition, the sail races. And it probably, you think, stems from Joe Kennedy, the patriarch, constantly preaching to the family that winning, including winning sail races, was everything.
It really was. You hear this from all the siblings. Coming in second was never good enough. And there is kind of a constant theme throughout their lives of stories of coming from behind. And that really, I think, was a life lesson for them where they learned from sailing that you could be several lengths behind in a race and still catch up and win a race. And certainly in politics, that's a valuable lesson to learn early.
A lesson which both Jack and Ted Kennedy learned pretty well.
They sure did. And, you know, they obviously had very successful careers in politics. And, you know, that metaphor of sailing in the sea came across in other ways. Even when John F. Kennedy was talking about the space race and going to the moon, he said, "This is a new ocean and we must sail it."
Let's talk about Ted Kennedy for a few minutes. Ted loved this boat. Tell us why.
He really did, and for a number of reasons. He loved sailing it from his own childhood. There's a story of his older brother, Joe Jr., sailing with him when Ted was very young, and Joe was frustrated with Teddy's lack of knowledge of sailing and picked him up and threw him in the water. And then Joe Jr. jumped in after him and retrieved him. But despite that early experience, he loved the sport. And, you know, after John and Robert Kennedy died, Ted certainly must have felt that sailing the Victoria and other boats was a great way to reconnect with his nephews and nieces who were then fatherless.
You also write that after Jack and Bobby died, Ted liked to sail the Victoria out at night.
Yeah, you know, there are tales from the Kennedys I spoke to about sailing at night. Carrie Kennedy, for example, said that she really never felt closer to God than when she was out sailing at night. And I think Ted, too, particularly after his brother Robert was assassinated, easy to imagine how shocking that moment must have been. And to just collect his thoughts, he would go off and sail at night by himself. And I think that even when you're a president or you're a senator like Ted Kennedy was, and tragic incidents occur, that going out to sea helps put it all back into perspective.
Do you think that Teddy Kennedy, when he was sailing on the Victoria, felt a connection to his brothers and sisters as they all sailed the boat that he felt no other way?
That must be true. I mean, I just, you know, you think of all the quality time you spend on a sailboat with family. With Ted Kennedy, there's a wonderful story I learned about and told in the book of him getting ready for a Senate debate in 1994 when he was behind in the polls or certainly at risk. And just to sort of collect his thoughts, he came and visited the John F. Kennedy Presidential Library and Museum and visited the boat where it's on display. And he said at the time that it just helped him reconnect with his values.
James Graham, let me say that if you like sailing and you're fascinated by the Kennedy family story, this book is a gift. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bob.